You might not have noticed, but an important pollinator of both flowers and greenhouse crops has nearly disappeared from the landscape. It's our native western bumblebee. Some scientists are going to great lengths to help this agreeable bee come back. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
An introduced fungal disease is suspected of decimating populations of the fat and furry western bumblebee. Researchers with the U.S. Agriculture Department have identified some surviving colonies that show disease tolerance. Now, a federal bee lab in Utah is collaborating with experts at Washington State University to reestablish the native pollinator. Entomologist Jamie Strange is doing captive breeding to improve stock fitness that even includes artificial insemination of the small insects.
We have this instrumental insemination that we're working on developing at this point. It's still in its infancy, but we hope that we can actually remove the sperm from the males and then sort of inject it into the females like they do with certain honeybee breeding programs.
Strange says commercial pollination companies that truck bee colonies from farm to farm are eager for him to succeed. They want to have alternatives for their vulnerable workhorse, the eastern honeybee. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.